Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, the 25th of March, I will be performing at the Limelight Belfast with my Colin Geddes and friends show. The guests, who are they, you ask? One of them is Mark McCartney, the guest on this particular podcast, and the other is Aaron McCann. We're going to get together, we're going to put on a bigger show in the Limelight and have a real goddamn laugh. There are several tickets left for the Saturday show. Friday is sold out, so if you want to click the link in the bio of this podcast, you can get a remaining ticket for the Saturday show. Let's fucking go, bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today's podcast, as always, sponsored by the wonderful people at manscaped.com. Do you have a manscaped, Mark?
I don't.
Well, you should get one because it's spring summer season and you want to be hitting the slopes with a shorn scrote.
It's the only thing I have no hair on.
Yeah, he's hairy everywhere.
I have testicular alopecia.
Testicular alopecia.
It's like Will Smith's wife down there.
It's like the Mitchell brothers down there. Manscaped, of course, is the world's leading device when it comes to shaving your downstairs. Go on the bloody web. You know the crack by now. Go on the website, get the care package. It's a premium product. They're not giving them away. But if you listen to this podcast, use the code GEMBANT1, you get 20% off. You got the lawnmower, shave your nuts. You got the weed whacker, goes in your ears. You got the ball toner. You want a bit of that? Doesn't even need it. Perfection down there. They got a pair of boxers in there that's softer than the baby's arse doesn't really apply in this case, but it's soft. It's like putting your nuts in a kangaroo's pouch. Soft. Just go to manscaped.com. Use code GEMBANT1. 40%. No. 20% off.
Bargain.
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 And it, you know, like I said, it's a pricey product, so you know you're getting a good whack of money off.
Aye.
Anyway, my guest today, the outlaw, Mark McCartney. There's the intro. You can't even hear that.
How you doing? Podcast with Colin
Geddes. Here we are. You arrived at 3 o'clock, and just like that, an hour and 20 minutes later, we're recording.
Oh, aye.
You gonna be all right in that mask the whole time?
Oh, this is what I do now. I'm like the rubber bandits.
Yeah? Both of them?
I'm the squirty bandit.
The squirty bandit.
I'm kneecaps roadie. You have to keep a lot of dishes spinning at the minute, you know.
A lot of plates spinning. Is the breathing going to be all right for the next while?
What are you saying? I can't even see you, the steam.
You have a wild problem with the steamy glass. You had glasses on in the podcast before. They were steaming.
Aye, sure. I'm hot, man.
Hot, man.
Not well.
He runs hot.
I've always got a temperature.
Do you?
Oh, always.
Do you have a wee gun where you measure it?
Like, well, I must take a brief them. That's what I'm talking about. How's things anyway, Colin?
No wonder you've got the...
What?
No wonder you've got fucking temperature if you're banging the ibuprofens all day.
Why the hell are they good for you?
They're not. They're one of them ones. If you take too many of them, you know, your liver turns to porridge. But if you take too many of them and then you stop taking them...
My liver's the least of my worries at the minute.
What are you taking ibuprofen for?
Because of a sore head.
Well, you have fucking 19 gallons of water there. Have you tried that?
I mean, I'm not well. Quit shouting at me. I'm not well.
You're not
well. One or two of these.
How many have you had today?
This is me fourth. I know, this is what I'm doing now. I have to quit the comedy. My father says you've had enough fun. It's time to come home and run the family business.
And what would that be?
Stealing ATMs.
Aye.
That's what we're doing. I've never been more prouder of this country since we built the Titanic.
Right.
For thieving ATMs.
Was that what it was for?
What?
What did you say? The Titanics were stealing ATMs?
No, the ATM thing was a great thing for this country.
Oh, yeah.
The first one was in Fintan. Not to point fingers or anything.
The first one that was robbed? Yeah. I'd be amazed there was a fucking cash machine in Fintan.
Hold on.
Not just some idle on the post office going shink shink with a wee machine. An old bit of fucking cow hide.
We still use punt in Fintan.
Some size of wallet with a punt.
They made the big fucking deer head ones.
Aye.
The big elk in them.
The amount of times I tried to pull the foil off it.
But they're...
Got the chocolate.
They're still at it, the ATMs.
Aye.
There was one down in Tempo took out the other night.
How much would be in an ATM?
Oh, thousands. At least a couple of hundred. But they're literally just pulling them out of the wall now.
Aye.
Like we used to do the diggers and we'd burn them out. Now we're just pulling them out.
Yeah.
It's like the ice bucket challenge. One who does it and there's 14 others at it now.
Aye. And it's the same. Like people don't even know why they're stealing ATMs now. They're just like, oh, I don't know. Seeing sure, other people doing it.
There's nothing on Netflix anymore.
ATM business. Good business to get into. Even just owning them. You get a wee percentage on the fucking every time someone uses it.
Aye, but sure, they're ripping them out. It's no good. Next thing, they'll be fucking... they'll be none at all.
No?
Be cashless. Everything be cashless.
Crypto ATM.
Shit. Hey, you don't mind... I'm sorry, I have wild bad manners, but no breakfast this morning.
Go ahead.
And I took some snacks with me. Is that all right?
Listen, you can bring as many snacks here as you want.
I apologize. It's very rude of me, but I haven't been sleeping well.
Right. Is it the 14 ibuprofens you're on?
I stayed up the other night to watch the Oscars.
Right.
And I didn't mean to, but I watched that wee cub from County Down win. And then I stayed up to watch to see if the Banshees. What is that film about?
Who's the fella from County Down?
What do you call him?
James Martin.
Who?
James Martin.
I don't know. Is he even Little's cub or something?
Nah, that was myth. They had his dad on.
Ivan Little was a myth.
No, the fact that he was his dad. They had his actual dad on the TV and he was very proud of him.
It was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it and then I thought I'd go see the Banshees. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
What is it about? I've watched it twice and I couldn't tell you what it was about.
It's just about Irish men not being able to speak to each other.
I have a theory. You know the way all these A24 films are all subliminal messages? You know, it's all... I have a notion them two boys rid each other.
Right.
And that's what that film's about. Getting rid of a one-night stand. Colin Farrell and your other fella.
Gleason.
Led into each other.
Who was on the bottom in that scenario? Colin
Farrell would be a power bottom of that. He liked it, you see.
Aye.
Fair play to him. And that's what that film's about.
Like, I mean, if you're going to ride a man anywhere, it might as well be on a desolate island.
I mean, there's no man in this country who wouldn't know the feeling of trying to get rid of an old one-night stand.
Aye.
You'd cut your fingers off and throw them at her many a day.
Yeah.
And choke on the donkey. That was a metaphor for go away and pull yourself off and leave me alone.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
I don't have a counter argument.
Aye, that's what it's about. Anyway...
What's in the box? Will you top me up there?
Got a boiled egg.
Aye, give us a bit of water. Can I... do you do the full... Give us a drink of water. Fuck's sake.
Drink of water?
Are they hard boiled?
I hope so.
Is that a cooler or does it keep them warm?
That's my Yeti. I bought a Yeti. Oh, Jesus Christ, that water.
I don't know if it is a Yeti, is it?
Huh? It cost me £15. So it better be a Yeti.
The Yeti ones are £8,000.
Hold on, hold that tight.
Is this Flint and spring water, is it? AKA Pish. That's the stuff.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
I've drained that out of the car and I rode up.
That's good.
The radiator bust.
So what the blue tinge to it was?
That's the Rockwell water. That came fresh from a spring in Tyrone.
Nice. No. What else have you got in this fucking box? I hope you haven't got any mass cards for me or whatever the fuck you have for Mickey.
No. Don't mention that bastard to me.
No?
I'll never
still
forgive
not
him.
Over it?
I'll never forgive him. No. Well, look, I'm not a sore loser. Fuck, they are hard-boiled.
They prop eggs you got off the internet?
They came from my own chickens. We've old faulty chickens at home.
Right.
Do you know the ones that was in the... They've been in the factory farm for years and then they come fucked.
Aye.
And now you can adopt them.
Can you?
But they're rid out, like the elastic and their hole's gone.
Oh, aye, like a broken...
You only have to use them like a pepper mill to get the egg out of the bastard.
Like a broken scrunchie.
So, and then, well, there's one, the fucking egg will just drop out of it, not even touch the sides of it.
That's better.
But,
it's good.
That's why they're so small.
That's a good clean exit.
Jeez, I didn't think this would be as messy.
And, you brought eggs to a podcast and didn't think it would be a mess?
I sure didn't get breakfast, to tell you.
Right.
I'm starving.
I said I was going to buy you dinner, get you some sushi.
I know, but my stomach can't handle them or the other Asian food.
It can't.
I was wrecked.
Sure, you had a hard-on for gyozas for about 2 months there.
Ah, well, the gyozas are different now.
Well, it's the same shit.
It's the texture.
Aye.
I like the soft and the hard in the middle. The mince and the spuds on the outside.
Yeah. It is a wee pasty.
Well, then I was down in Dublin. I texted you, man. I was down in Dublin on my own there a while ago.
Aye.
And I went for a gyoza. Wasn't the same. Not a gyoza. What do you call them?
A pasty?
Bao bun. But they weren't the ones that that we got.
No. We were in a fairly banging Asian restaurant, like.
Oh, yeah.
How many could you eat?
Oh, I'll eat them all. Do you want one?
I could eat 6 eggs, no bother.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that old cowboy challenge where it's like you got to eat 50 or something?
Say an egg a day, keeps the doctor away.
I could eat, if you scramble them, I could eat about 80.
You want an egg now?
It is Easter soon.
It is Easter.
It's either late for Easter or early for Easter.
Taking out a hen's abortion there. Oh, very good, very good, very good, very good.
They're freezing.
Well, they're in my Yeti.
Is that it's an official Yeti?
Got a bit of HP.
Oh, the stench, I forgot.
Huh?
The stench of egg.
Hey, 3 friends and 3 eggs, what more do you want?
What more do you know, an audio listener, that's what more do you want?
What just more do you want?
Chewing on a fucking egg there for a minute.
Nice. Did you ever hear about HP?
That's fresh. What's going on that's here, man?
Right, come right out of that hen's vagina this morning.
This morning?
Still fresh. Warm. Yeah,
it smells like it came out of its arsehole.
Well, I didn't tell you they were faulty. Very possible.
Oh, they just blasted the hole into one, has it? Are they them chickens, they grow them too quick and they've got no feet and no head, no?
Aye, but they can't run away from you that way. All you want are the chickens and the arse in the hole.
There's a machine near us. There's a vending machine that does eggs.
Aye, there's down by us too.
And it tells you
them, we call them spars.
It tells you the name of the chicken when you put the money in. It'd be like, Sheila, these are Sheila's eggs. And then you'd be fucking, you'd be Sheila. Like, I got Sheila's last time, they're leaping.
This is Sheila's children you're eating.
This is a disaster.
This was a bad idea now.
You had any thoughts of coming up the library's night and speaking to a few hot chicks?
No, I'd hot chicks and me don't mix.
You done with it?
I scare them away.
Are you red out? Jesus, this is the fucking coldest egg I've ever felt in my life.
Huh?
Fucking freezing.
You want a bit of toilet roll or kitchen roll? Where?
Aye.
Sorry for messing up your old podcast. Jesus, no rare or anything.
How have you been after the boxing now?
Well, come here now, how you calling?
Go on.
Yo. Them bosses have it coming.
All of them?
Oh, all of them. I'm going to tear down the comedy scene here from the inside out. Well, hey, I'm done with them boys. You're going to be the only man standing.
Why did I get a bye?
Because you knew rightly what kind of boys they were. That's why you didn't take part, because you knew rightly the corruption.
That's it. I don't want to be... Don't put me next to these bastards.
Exactly. And nobody told me that. And now, I don't want to say much, but revenge is on the... On the rise.
Mm-hmm.
The boy that we shan't name his name. The flaky boy.
Yep.
Voldesnort.
The one who flakes.
The one who
Sniff
flakes.
Richard.
Right, Voldesnort. He's gone down a slippery slope now. Now, we're acting all pally and he texts me there now. He texts me regularly now since the fight and we go, I love you. And I go, I love you too, but I'm going to fucking knife you.
Does Mickey say I love you on the text?
He does.
When he's had a few shandies in him?
But I do love Mickey. But that's why it's so painful for me to have to do it.
It is more like, it is like Banshees of Inisherin.
It is, right.
You'll meet him on the beach one day and just knife him. Piggy blinders, slow motion.
But she and Todd's going to get it too.
Oh.
Mark my words. They're all going to get it.
He'll get it from all directions.
Yeah.
Maybe like when the cartel kill someone, there's like 15 knives in them.
Mickey was the dog. But Shane was howling the leash.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it out for them all. The only man stands going to be you. You're going to have to do laveries yourself. Because I'm going to have them boys under so much litigation.
Bury them with red tape.
Bury them. Going to bury the whole lot of them.
What are you going to get them on? Sue them?
Oh, why?
Subpoena? I don't know what that is.
There's nothing stronger than Pat Fahey and co. Them boys are high. They have no idea what's coming in for them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
That Jewish heritage they have down there.
He's a Jew?
No.
I didn't know that.
That's why they're so good. Illuminati, you've heard of them?
Don't know their egg?
I gotta say, delicious egg.
I'm telling you, they're fresh this morning.
You know, they can't walk or see these fucking hens, but they're fucking, they're shitting out gold over here.
We have a house out the back. Oh, fuck, I've got something.
You have a house out the back of the house?
It's like Auschwitz for chickens.
Aye?
We're just gassing them out of it.
Auschwitz for chickens.
But no, there is going to be a... I said this a while ago, that this whole boxing now is going to put a tear in the comedy scene. And I was right.
Huh?
Now, I'm no sore loser. And, you know, I'm glad it raises as much money as it did. But now there was a lot of deceit behind the scenes. I don't like being taken advantage of.
You got taken advantage of?
Oh, aye.
What do you mean?
Oh, aye. No, I'm not going into details. Just you keep watching it.
Oh, well.
But I know there. I know he's a friend of yours. I know he's a good friend of yours, but you're not going to see him for a while.
I don't really see him anyway.
You're quite lucky. I'm shocked looking at the bastard. Everywhere I go, he's haunting me, look. Him and his big boots, look.
I know, his Nazi. I'm a Nazi boots.
10 sizes too big. I know what he came across the other day, actually. The first lineup, my very first gig in the Pav in Belfast.
Uh-huh.
Luke McGibbon, God rest him, at the lineup, you know, the night.
So and, speaking of evil people in comedy.
Aye?
McGibbon?
Aye?
Rat.
We'll have to take him down too. There's going to be a cleanse. I'm purging the whole comedy scene. But the lineup of the night, my very first gig in the Pav, who was on before me?
Mickey?
Bastard himself. He was always on top of me from day one.
Yeah.
Will you come to a start here soon? Mark my words.
Well, how are you going to do it?
Well, litigation is the first step.
Cut the brakes on the TT?
I'm going to put so much. Nah, well, the brakes wouldn't be great in that anyway. Just like a go-kart, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Hairdresser's car.
But I'm glad he done it. Because it just showed people everything I've been saying about him for years. That he's a bad bastard.
Yeah. He did the haka in the middle of your fight.
Well, would you believe I was told that there? I didn't even see that.
Well, he said he was showing off, he did the haka, and then you hit him twice in the face immediately.
You know what, I'm genuinely... If I had thought that was a haka, I probably would have joined in. But see them old head masks? They're so constricting, you can't really see much. And I thought the cunt was Sonny Liston, and he was kind of gearing up to hit me. So I thought, I'm going to get this bastard before he hits into me. I didn't know he was dancing. Because his feet are only about 2 inches. His legs are only tiny anyway.
Aye. Aye. Mr. Potato Head.
Mickey's legs is like a toddler's.
Yeah, he is built like a toddler.
So that's why I kind of went, I'm going to fuck it.
He's built like a toffee apple. That's what I always said. A lot of weight in the top half and then just a wee stick for legs. He's like fighting a sea lion, probably. These eggs are great. Here, Niall, have you had your freezing cold egg yet? Happy Paddy's Day, by the way.
Hey, fair play to these boys. Many happy returns.
Was that zero or was that full fat?
No, full fat.
Oh, wow.
He's sacrilegious taking zero nowadays. Do you want the rest of them eggs? You may as well go to waste.
I don't want to fill myself up before dinner, like.
Oh, good.
I'll take them home to the child, will I?
Give him the
adding. Here, take 2 eggs.
Do you want a potato?
I'll hide back in the potato. Is that ice cream?
What?
Have you full ice cream in there?
Oh, what? I've got CDs.
Oh, good.
What do you want now? Because I don't get out too much now. These are like parties for me.
Are you selling them or giving them away?
Well, now make me an offer. See?
Is it like a lucky dip? I just have to...
Well, first of all, we'll play some Malachi Kush.
Right. A lot of dirt in the front of that CD. Fuck is that?
The chickens need to lay on something.
I wouldn't let a chicken sit on that.
And you'd move from that now to Ali G in the house.
I have that.
I was a banger in the day now.
That's a double for me. I have two of them.
Dixie Chicks?
Or the Chicks? Do you know they're called the Chicks now?
Why, is Dixie a slur now or what the fuck?
Apparently. Or it refers to a time. What is it now? It refers to a time when things are a bit different. So they're just called the Chicks now, even though they're about 9 MILFs. The Chicks. Don't get distracted here. Finish off this CD thing.
My apologies, as long as throw. Angela Carberry and Friends.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. It was an old. It looks like it was a pirated one. You can have that.
I mean, the Malachi Kush one looks like it's you printed that off on Word or
is
something.
Is Malachi Kush still living?
Is he? Did he have a bad accident?
He
or something?
Ran into a car.
On his feet?
He hit the car that hard. Vauxhall had to call back all motors. He wrecked her.
Fuck. That must be a mouthful of egg and a Guinness through a straw.
How were you reared?
You'd be doing no kissing tonight.
I was on this from when I was a toddler. Straight out. I was 6 months premature.
Right.
That's what saved me there.
It hasn't affected you at all.
What?
Hasn't affected you at all, by the looks of it.
You wouldn't notice the brain damage, would you?
Nah, hardly visible. What was it? What was your first time drinking like?
Jeez, that's a good question. First time drinking. It would have been like Holy Communion, 8 years of age or something. Mm-hmm. You know, when your dad was like, "I take a wee sip of that there." But I mean, I think my very first session, I got date raped and then a skilling.
Huh?
That's a true story.
But sure, that's a rite of passage down there, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you're going to lose your virginity nowadays. That was actually scary. It put me off drinking for a long time.
What happened?
Somebody just spiked me drink.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I ended up falling asleep behind an electric box. And next thing
Excuse me, that's the place.
Where were they back then when I needed them? And thank God some fella, stranger, came behind to take a pish and he seen me.
And did he piss on you a wee bit before you've...
I asked him, but he wouldn't do it. And he took me up and he took my phone in my pocket and he rang the Uldo.
Yeah.
And I was out of it, like. And he says, "I'm here with this cub," and he's out of it. And he put me on a park bench and he told her exactly where I was and the Uldo came and got me.
So he didn't even wait. He was like, there's a bench here beside a phone box.
Yeah.
And he's the one looks like your son. If you want to pick him up.
Any other cunt had left me there.
And how do you remember how your mom, did she have to do the fireman's fucking carry?
I remember,
dump you in the boot?
I remember, it was a bit like the boxing, where you remember certain parts of it.
Yeah.
I remember her putting down the window and roaring at me.
Yeah.
And I kind of woke up and I was like, fuck. And I remember just slunging into the back of the car. Just
slunging?
Melted into the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything then until like the next morning. And she told me we had to stop like every 5 minutes that I was getting sick out the Tampa Road.
Nice.
And I remember getting up for work the next morning and I went into the toilet and I fell asleep for about 5 hours. Now that's what I call 58.
Printed on a napkin. Does it have a track list?
This is how we got media back in the day. Nuts Corner. Scissor Sisters.
Right.
George Michael.
Right.
Flawless. Narcotic Thrust.
A lot of gay anthems there up top.
Who's Narcotic Thrust? Josh Stone, didn't she get kidnapped?
Josh Stone?
Didn't one of them dolls get kidnapped? No, that's Natasha Bedingfield. I don't know.
What about the brother, Daniel? He got in a bad accident and had the neck brace on.
Very unfortunate family.
Gotta get through this. Gotta get through it, all right. Neck's fucked.
Great film.
Walk the
ding,
line.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what we used to do all during school. I just sing them songs.
Sing Johnny Cash?
All right.
That's some country shit. Do you like country music?
Not overly. No, I don't know why. I never really got into it now.
I like, you know, when you get a bit of old school American country.
I was going to say American now.
It's a wee bit gritty, but then it sort of watered itself down and then you go to some like GAA hall over here and it's all like, it's, you know, that like fucking wedding band.
Like a Derek, what do you call him? Derek Ray Ryan? CD? Derek, what do I call him? Derek Ray.
Derek Acora.
Talk about white noise. Derek Acora. God rest.
Mary loves dick. Do you know that clip? Fucking 10 out of 10. I'm getting a mess. Hold on. Mary loves ding, dick. Ding, ding, ding.
So that's, do you want a slider? Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's sliding out the arse of it. This is like being on a family holiday, you know. You may just eat it out of the end of it. That's what she said.
I wish, boys. My hymen's starting to grow over. Jeez, I didn't finish me a brewfa.
My first time drinking, since we're chatting about it, was, I had a mate of mine and we went up to this other guy's house and his dad, they were like rich, you know, and they had like a fucking snooker table and all that shit. And he was like, help yourself to the wee small tins of Budweiser. And we were hoofing it. And it was a great way to drink for the first time because you didn't have to buy it. So we were just sinking these tins and he was pissed. And you know, like when you're pissed and you should be forgetting to do stuff. And he was like, oh, that's right. I'm on antibiotics for a fucking throat infection or something. And he remembered... Cunt couldn't walk, like, but he remembered to take the fucking, you know, the antibiotics when he had probably about 8 mini tins of Budweiser in him. And then that gave it away, of course, because he went in the house and just sunflowered the whole place.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's what got us caught, you know. What have you been giving him to drink? And I was like, I'm grand. He's on the yolks.
You back in the drink?
I would be on the drink a lot if I had no responsibilities. I pick my shots now, you know what I mean? It has to be, the juice has to be worth the squeeze. It's not the drink. Do you know what it is at the minute? It's the recovery. It's not even the drinking.
Well, you see, I think I might become an alcoholic.
It's fun. It's funner than that.
My uncle never touched a drop of drink till he was 32 years of age, and now he's in a home. He's drunk that much, drunk himself out of it. But in my 20s, I couldn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could drink, but then the next day, I'd be like, your boy in Yellowstone earlier, like, kill me.
Yeah.
Just put a fucking bullet in me.
Yeah.
But now, I've been doing a wild bit of drinking since the boxing. Hey, not a flinch out of me.
That's because you're an athlete now. You're burning it off. It's getting
now
out of the
you're
system.
On it. Now you're talking.
Your metabolism's firing on all syllables, you know?
Aye.
He's fucking flying out of you again.
Well, that's the mean alcohol now. I think you're far better to be an alcoholic. Because I went on a drink there a while ago and I made a real hems of myself. And the next day I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And if you're an alcoholic, you wouldn't think about that. You'd just be drunk all the time.
Yeah, and you'd be like, you know, you're trying to get rid of the shakes and all.
A banana?
Nah.
You
have about 3 weeks left before you can eat that one.
This is right enough. This is like, what do you call him's drink?
Speaking of premature.
Prime.
That's 6 months premature, that fucking banana.
Jesus Christ.
That's going to be like eating a carrot.
Fucking hell. Where's that?
You can't even peel the fucking thing.
Where's that Leatherman? Are you blading this thing?
Jesus Christ. That's a pretty intense banana.
Is a bad bit of shopping.
Is the ice cream fucked?
Oh,
just when we got this office half tidied.
I know, my apologies. Hey, my apologies. Jesus Christ, I was trying to have a nice wee...
Do you have anxious thoughts? Are you restless at night? Or do you just not feel like your best self? Making sure we feel our best should be our top priority. And by spending a few minutes with Calm each day, you can be sure you're taking the necessary time to prioritize yourself. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier life. They're guided meditations, sleep stories, and relaxing music tracks. And daily movement sessions are all designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. Do you know how many people use this, Mark?
Many.
Over 100 million people around the world use Calm. Even if you've never meditated before, you'll get the support you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. The sleep stories help you drift off quickly to recharge your brain. And they're also great for the kids to keep them calm and keep their minds right at night.
That's great.
Yes. So if you go to calm.com/banter, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. And new content is added every week. I use this at home, Mark.
Yeah?
You know, the wife sticks on Killian Murphy and in 30 seconds, I'm asleep.
Nice. And is it a white noise?
No, it's Killian Murphy telling a story about a trip around Ireland.
Oh, aye.
But it sends you right off. So if you listen to this podcast... Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off the premium subscription at calm.com/banter. That's calm.com/banter, guys. Get on it.
Do you want some peach rings?
Aye.
It's my Reddit username.
Oh, speaking of Reddit, while I have you, a girl sent me a link the other day, and it was Northern Ireland's Reddit, not safe for work. And I clicked on it thinking this is going to be like a load of street fights and whatever.
Oh, aye.
But it's not. It's like the Reddit sexy page for Northern Ireland.
Are we on it?
No, it's not like, you know, like rate this comedian. It's more just like people going, you know, like they put a post here and say like, anyone got a full load for my mouth? Port it down area. I drive. Don't be shy. Get your dick sucked.
What's the address?
Leave the
what
DM.
What the fuck are we doing sitting here? Or things like that.
You have the DM for address, to be honest.
You have to DM her.
I mean,
I'll DP her. It's
a lot of cocks. It's a lot of cocks.
Of course, it's always cocks. Like,
oh god!
You ever see these ads on Pornhub and they're all like MILFs 2 mile away?
Oh why?
They're only two mile away from me. He's fucking 89 years of age.
Aye, but it's always grannies. It's always like gilfs in your area looking rimmed.
I've come to think though that that's my age range.
I look. Oh god, this boy's cocks the size of a monster tin. Can you see it now? That I couldn't show it anyway.
Jesus.
Angry looking head on it.
See, that'd be stress to me.
Having a big dick?
Having that there, like. You have to tape it inside of your leg to get anything done.
I'd be catching a machinery.
stuck in a biller.
You don't use a food processor, a bread maker.
Jeez.
No, hey boys, get a BJ DM, I'm gagging.
That boy said?
Aye. 25 meters. Was it? Oh, 25-year-old male. Any big cocks need suck the safe? Any of this stuff seems funnier when it's in an accent from around here.
Animals. I better put the Dale Farm away because it's melting.
Horny male female couple 45 seeks female for bi female to expect. Too many details going on here. Anything possible? F for F with male watching. Threesome. Female male female or soft swap. Have you ever had soft swap?
What's that?
I don't know.
Well, she sits looking at you?
Aye, maybe. Any sissies or trans want to fuck? What's in that, Viagra?
I have to take my tablets.
What are you on now?
I want a wife. I take about 8 tablets a day.
Why? You're a young, healthy athlete.
I'm not healthy at all. My conditions.
What are your conditions?
That there one knows for me. Thyroid.
Right. How'd you find out about that?
It fell out of me.
I got a thyroid problem.
That's not right. No matter how many hours sleep I got, I was always wreck tired. And I went to the doctor. And he says, you have an underactive thyroid. Take that there.
And did you feel it pick up? Look at this young lad with a cock out, right? Don't need to see that. I think I might have a thyroid problem.
That's for me. Heartburn. I take constant heartburn.
You know what that's for?
But I was drinking pints of HP sauce at the time, so maybe that's what it was.
Could well be.
The peach ring?
But I know what your fucking dietary problem is. It's all 4 p.m. in a Sandra Dally. That's what your issue is.
How?
When was the last time you had a vegetable?
I tried to eat one in there a minute ago and was fucking ripe.
That's a 2024 banana you bought.
A 2024?
An early release.
It was $1.99.
I take that for just my attitude. The fuck are you? I smell good too. A peach ring.
That measures for me hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoid ridge.
And that there's for my pails. The inside of my hole's like a flashlight.
Is it?
Just rimmed for your pleasure.
What's that, cod liver oil?
Cod liver oil, aye. For my eyes.
So it keeps them so sweaty.
I swear to God, I went to my eyes are fucked, hey. The what do you call your boy? The doctor, eyes, optician. Says the eyes of an 80-year-old.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He says, I've never seen as bad eyes in a young man in my life.
Is that all the screen time?
I don't know what it is. I think my eyes are too small for my head.
Maybe your thyroid has something to do with your eyes. Is it like diabetes, is it? You get the dodgy fucking eyes.
Like that cat? Diabetes.
Diabetes.
They're hard to eat. I'm falling apart. Colin, I'm lucky I'm here.
Do you have hemorrhoids?
I might have. I'm shitting a lot of blood, that's all I know.
Are you shitting blood?
All the time, aren't
I? All the time?
I'll do it after. We'll all take a look at it, see. I'm like a typical man, you know, if any see anything, just ignore it. My old boy turned 60 last week.
Uh-huh.
And he got a test tube in the post. Mm. Tell him to shite in it.
Who was that from? Clinton Cards? Moonpig?
You wouldn't get my shite through a letterbox.
No, you need more than a test tube. Mm. You need that fucking Rockwell bottle.
That's what it is now, is drive-through healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fucked, just go in daily.
There should be one you just drive through and just put a bullet in your head. You order at one screen, I'll take the bullet, see it next window. Mafia style in the car.
I'd near take it. Hey, they're welcome, death. That's the truth.
Do you think you should have that thing they have in Switzerland where you just pay a lot of money and then you can kill yourself in a box?
In a box?
Aye. What's that word for that?
Euthanasia?
Euthanasia, but there's another...
I thought that was a country.
No, Butler was doing a bit about it in the set. There's another term for it, not euthanasia. But I just get, they give you like a wee, it's like an Airbnb for half an hour till the drugs kick in, then they wheel you out again.
Oh, it's just a wee injection.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know whether they give you options. They're like, "What do you fancy today?" And you're like, "Bullet," and they leave you in there. I'd want to make a real man. You should be allowed to kill yourself at some point, like, shouldn't you?
Aye, well, there is a limit. You're like, aye, it's time to go. Would you get frozen?
Like, aye, you need a big old chest freezer, like, but yeah.
We'll just horse you into Iceland. Say nothing.
Prawn rings, wedges.
Colin Geddes.
Full Colin Geddes. Just frozen solid.
By the pound.
By the pound. Like, you've seen how big a fucking Christmas turkey is when it's frozen in Iceland?
Yeah.
Multiply that by about 8, and that's my body. Hefty.
But you're very well proportioned. I'm not.
You're well proportioned for a human.
No, I don't know.
Mickey's not well proportioned. But like
no,
a genie.
No, but he's like that's a birth defect. Like.
I'm well proportioned. What do you mean? Evenly fat all over?
No, no, you're strong, but you look well with it. There's some boys that don't look well with it.
I'm a thick bitch, is what I am. Big thick bitch. I used to have a line in my stand up, like a rhino that just stood up one day. It's not far off it.
A curious gorilla.
Curious gorilla.
What the fuck, bro?
A pervy gorilla.
You ever see the video of Robin Williams talking to the gorilla?
Aye.
That man, hey, he could make anyone laugh.
No. Hairier hands than a gorilla as well. Oh, no. Hairy bastard.
Him doing the sign language with him?
Yeah. You like, shite.
Gorilla.
And she's like, wank? You give me a wank?
Patch Adams, shite.
Be the best animal to have as a pet. Just like a full...
No, see, you'd wake up someday and the bastard tore your fucking arm off. Mind they used to kidnap the... Mind the jail that fell in.
Oh, why?
And the gorilla was just fucking playing fidget spinner with it.
Yeah.
He was wagging it and then they had about a bullet in him.
R.I.P. Harambe.
God bless him.
Because, you know...
Month's mine next week for him.
Everyone was freaking out, but that was the woke... The fucking woke brigade being like... Why did you shoot it? And you're like, well, there's a human child in there.
Brought you a cake.
Thanks. English as well. That's near me. Aye. That's near me.
Represent. That's what I like about you, Colin. You're nearly as culty as I am.
I am.
You know.
Like if you see me at home, like I dress more or less like a farmer.
Yeah. And you can wear as many New Balance as you want, but we all know deep in your soul you want a pair of Dunlop wellies.
I've got a pair of Dunlop wellies.
I was going to buy you dealer boots for Christmas, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't know your size. What size shoe are you?
11. I do need a pair of slip-on boots that I can just go about my culty life.
I see you're getting worse because on the tour I said of dealer boots, you're like, nah, you'll never.
There is
me.
A type. What was the one someone recommended to me? Bluntstone or something.
Bloodstone.
Bloodstone or something like that.
Bluntstone drama.
They were using that Leatherman to chop a cake. What are you working on at the minute, Mark?
Nothing. I'm retired now. I'm not doing comedy anymore. I'm telling you, I'm going to the family business. Fuck comedy. I couldn't be bothered with it anymore.
Do you feel sometimes like you're a bit like, I wish someone would entertain me?
I was just thinking that.
That's
last
how
night,
I feel
you know?
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had a breakdown in Lavery's one night, I'd be like, I'm your night out. When's my night out?
Would you ever pull a Kramer?
Just start screaming the M-word?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it again.
Well, in this country, you'd probably get a standing ovation right now.
Have you ever done a rough joke where you think it's going to be a bit rough and people are like, I agree. They take it at face value.
Aye. Last night, I done a wee rough one. I didn't know how it was going to go down, but...
The racist one?
Aye.
That was a great joke.
I didn't know how it was going to go, but you know, you have to take chances in this life. I brought you... This is kind of like my retirement party. This is the end of it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Eglinton fudge.
That's a crowd cheering now.
Eglinton fudge. Do you believe no one has ever put on a party for me in my life?
Really?
Isn't that sad?
When we all go to Austin here, do you want me to...
Book Austin there. Nobody... I turned 18. Nobody turned a birthday. I turned 30. Nobody didn't say anything to me. And now I'm heading for 50. Nobody said nothing. When's your birthday? 5th of September. Same as Beyonce. Me and Beyonce are cut from the same cloth.
Oh, wow.
And I get lonely. So I'll have to... The odd morning there, I'll take out a birthday cake and I'll just have to fucking do it myself.
We're going to be in Austin in a barbecue place and some cunt's going to walk out with a cake and we're going to be like, happy birthday. That's what's going to happen. No one will ever throw you a party like that.
Then
someone will bring you a cake out and it publicly humiliate you. Yeah. And you'll be like, fuck it, I should have just done it.
That's
just done by myself.
There's no such thing as friends anymore. They're only out for what they can take you. Bastard.
What age are you now?
I'm 30. The fuck age am I? 33. Getting old.
Oh.
Getting old. Hey, I need to settle down soon. Once this ATM business takes off and human trafficking, might start human trafficking. Big money in it.
What sort of humans are you trafficking?
But I'm going to do the exports.
You're taking them away?
I'm taking them away. there's a warlord in Kenya. He says, I need a couple of boys, can't speak English and big foreheads. And I said, Balamina.
Yeah.
And we're going to sell them.
Are you dealing like barmen to the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Do you want someone to stand here and talk shite and pour a decent pint?
I'll sort you out. So that's what I'm going to get into now. It's fucking exports. Humans. Kenya.
Have you ever been to Kenya?
I haven't yet, no. But once I get caught, I might. Do you want to blow out my candles?
It's a bit sexual, isn't it?
There's no fucking smoke alarm in this place, no?
No, not at all. Not at all, not after the inspection.
Inspector? Inspector, yes.
You can blow them out since I've missed your last 10 birthdays.
I know. You're great. I have a lot of time for you now. A lot of time for McCann, but he's not going to make 30.
No.
Cunt's not going to last. Oh, there's no point being friends with him anymore.
It's a miracle that he's alive, really.
Aye. I think only for you he wouldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
You've like kept him going this past couple of years.
I'm like a carer, you know what I mean? I'm like his fucking...
Now, do you want, what do you wait? Did you take a slice? Take a slice.
What? Happy birthday to you.
What section do you want?
You got a brand new hacksaw.
I did. What way do you want to go about it? So maybe I should blow them out first, should I?
Aye. Doug, one of them joke ones that just keeps lighting itself.
Oh, aye. We got that for the elbow one time, and he scattered the cake in the wall. He got mental about the thing.
So he's had a birthday party, and you try to.
I told you that we threw a 40th for him, and we got a midget stripper. Or sorry, what do you? What's they don't like that name anymore. Is it little paper?
A little.
Which I think I'd rather have midget.
Aye.
If I was one. Little person sounds demeaning.
But if you're selling it as that, you want people to get it straight away. You don't want to be like little person, adult entertainer. You want to just say midget stripper.
Midget stripper, aye. Yeah. And you'd save money on the business cards. Less letters.
Aye. And the size of their wee pockets.
I told you this, man. She got locked in the fucking off license.
So funny.
And then she took a huff then. Crab it, old bastard.
Small man syndrome.
And she had to get paid to. Didn't even see him, midget.
Would you pair in magic beans? Did she get the full tits and all that?
No, she just didn't get the length.
Oh, she didn't even get stripped.
We thought she didn't come, but she got locked in the fucking off license, and then she wouldn't come out. And then at the end of the night, then somebody heard her
squeaking in the back. I'd have been more curious to be like, get them wabs out.
I think it'd have been the least she could have done at the end of the night.
Aye.
Just one.
I'm furious, but here.
Yeah.
You know, there's my Instagram suggested is throwing me up a load of videos of just like hot little people women.
Which there is a lot of.
There is, yeah. It's like a whole thing now. Now's the time. Anyone's a wee bit different, thriving.
I need to get one soon. I need to get somebody soon. I'm going to have a day very lonely, man.
Would you take a little person, lady?
I'd take two and stack them on top of each other.
Like, put them in a big coat. Like
just play with them like a deck of cards. Push them together. At this stage, I'd take anything. I'd
and what are you doing to resolve this? Are you going on dates or anything?
Wild bad women, eh? Jesus, wild bad.
You need to open yourself up a bit, man.
I think you're talking
yourself out of it.
You're exactly right.
Make yourself a bit more vulnerable. Put yourself out there.
Oh, I'm vulnerable. Sure, everyone's fucking hitting me slaps left, right and centre.
Oh, Jesus. You should be slapping cheeks. Out there.
Now, what corner do you want?
The crust. Two edges.
The crust? Well,
who's your celebrity crush? Since we'll start with that and work back. Who's the pinnacle of hotness for
Dolly
you?
Dolly Parton.
Do you want a Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton's the perfect woman.
She's a nice woman.
Can't tell me any different.
She's a nice woman.
She's
charitable,
funny. She's smart. Big old elders on her. Imagine burying your head in them, hey? She wouldn't
firm.
Need a bungalow.
Two basketballs.
And she can sing. And she's money. That's all it's about, money.
You need to, and I know you are from a place like that, but you need to go to a few more little country. There's a few near us where people will bus in from places and go into like a wee bar for a Saturday night. And there's a wee bit of a band playing. And those women are like in a time warp. Because I went in one day and it was for someone's birthday. I wouldn't be seen dead in this fucking place. And I went in and this girl was like, oh my God, my boyfriend loves you. That's what I hear all the time.
Yeah.
But she looked like...
I thought it was the boyfriend.
Oh, my boyfriend loves you. But she looked like she maybe looked like a Dolly Parton backup singer. You know, like big hair. She was young, like. Uh-huh. She wasn't like an idol. She was like fucking 27 or something. But she had the big old school country hair. Is that sort of what you need?
Country hair? I like think a doll with no hair, to be honest with you.
She was done up. She was done up in a way that was not of this time. You loved it.
Aye, old fashioned. She was like,
she was like a vintage lady.
Homely, aye. They can't be got, hey. Women don't be mine now. They settle early. I can't get this cut, boys, so I'm just going to take it myself.
Pass it round, sure.
They're.
Puff, puff, pass.
They get up the skate very young. Then that's it. Then
that's the best time. That's the best time to do it.
I disagree.
Now you want to have them old?
To me, aye. The older you get, the mellower you get. And then, sure, I've often seen that where a boy is horrible to their children, but lovely to the grandchildren.
Well, that's the old saying, isn't it? You raise your children, spoil your grandchildren.
I'd rather spoil my children when I'm 80.
And then you end up raising your grandchildren.
And then I'll die when he's about 10. Not a bit.
Were you ever freaked out by old people when you were younger? You ever see that happen? People were like, here's your great-granda. And they're like, eh. Kids are like, eh.
Skeletor?
Accidentally put my hand through his cheek. How old do you want to get, really? Everyone's talking about longevity and all.
Oh, I was like, do you know how long it was to get to 30? If you lived to 60, you're like, I have to do this again? For fuck's sake, I'm scunding. Take me out now. If you had arsenic there, I'd take it.
I'm telling you, like, fucking, it wouldn't take much deterioration for me to put that pill under my tongue.
A week's long.
If I took two goes getting out of a seat, I'd be like, put that under my tongue right now.
No, fuck, I'd be the same now.
When I take that first fall, you know, when I went out to the shop and I went over on my hip, just fucking kick me in the wood chipper.
I don't fear hell at all.
No?
No. I've been to Dungannon.
Yeah. I live there.
It's the same scene. I actually drove through it. Fuckers should have brought the Hoover, eh?
I drive into the storm. I live in there.
No, I wouldn't be bothered at all now. Life's short. It's fucking long.
It is long.
And then you have to bury your loved ones with depression too. I lost a good friend there.
Uh-huh.
Fucking raging, hey. Couldn't believe it, hey. A great, great friend. You met him.
Pope Francis? Who?
Louis.
Louis.
He's a cat. My cat died. I'm not joking. My cat fucking died, hey.
Recently?
Not joking. I buried my grandmother a couple of weeks ago. And we come home from the funeral, and this is no joke. The cat was on the front doorstep going, "Hur, hur." Suicide.
Did your granny die?
Granny day, don't we?
Your dad's ma or your
ma? My ma's ma.
Oh, just sorry to hear that, mate.
Thank you. Okay. There's a great cat.
Yeah. Did you get home and be like, just my luck?
I'm not joking, that is the truth. Hey, the fucking cat died and it was a great cat. Hey, that cat, and this isn't.
I'll be honest with you, the dog doesn't look like it has too much left.
Aye, Melly.
What is she?
Melly must 50? Be fucking 17. Jesus. That's that old good spring water down by us, eh? It's like an infinity pool. But the cat...
Find a youth for them dogs.
But the cat croaked it.
Was it named after Miley? Cyrus?
No, I'll tell you where Miley came out of. I had a dog once called Milo. Do you remember the dog in The Mask?
Yes.
And it died. And then we're just going to call it Milo number 2. But then we found out it was a girl. We just called it Miley.
So this is pre-Miley Cyrus?
This is pre-Miley.
I was going to say, 13 years ago, she'd have been what?
Oh, she was...
A child?
Aye.
Or is Miley... Is it one of them weird ones where you find out Miley Cyrus is like 36 now?
Aye, you go with Miley Cyrus, was like 13, and then next thing you look, she's 38.
Aye.
But Louis was named after Louis C.K.
Because
They both liked licking each other in public. I did name him after Louis C.K., and then he got cancelled then over the head of the whole thing. But that cat of mine, no joke, hitchhiked to Belfast one time.
Yeah.
True story. This is true.
The cats have thumbs.
Only in Chernobyl.
Here, Finland. Not far off. Out of the frying pan into the fucking...
Little boy went to the town one day to Fintan, and unbeknownst to him, the cat was underneath the car. And he got to the crossroads just as you come into Fintan, and the cat fell out. And he, the Ravani, didn't know the cat was there. So the cat just went to the nearest house it came to, and it was beside the graveyard there. And it was a wee old woman. And she lives in her own, but her son and his family lives in Belfast. And they come down every Sunday to see her. And so they came down this one Sunday.
Keep themselves on the well.
And they were like, she actually died there too. Or and the cat went the same day. But the boy went, where'd you get the cat? And she's like, that cat just landed there the other day. I don't know who owns it. So they went in and the killed and the cake and stuff for an hour and they come back out. And he came home and they're up around Craigavon. He heard this thumping in the car. And he went and he pulled in a Craigavon and he opened the boot. There was the cat in the fucking engine.
Fuck me.
And so, but he's seen, we only got the cat neutered a couple of weeks before. Mm-hmm. So he's seen the scar, they're still bald. So he knew somebody owned it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was wild, Louis was a wild, timid old thing. So he put it in the back seat with the children. And when he got up to Belfast on the Monday, he rang the vets in Fintan. He says, I have a cat here. It definitely came out of Fintan and it has a C-section. And they see, he sent them a picture and he says, that's Mark McHearney's cat. This is all true, I swear to God. And the cat stayed up here for a full week. He took our number and he was sending me pictures of the cat laying up like a lord. And he came down the next Sunday and we went and met him and the cat came home.
Fuck's sake.
And so, you didn't meet him?
Nah. Is he in the bag?
There he is there. I got him for a I thought it was the best, you know. He meant a lot to me.
Do you barbecue it?
Put him in a spit. It's a slow death out there, eh? I got him cremated. And I thought the best thing I'd bring him, he had a great week up in Belfast. And so I'm going to spread his ashes.
You can leave him here.
In the Asian restaurant.
Put him with the rest of the dead cats.
So you can leave Louis there, boys.
You can leave him on the shelf if you want to pay your respects. A shrine every time we come in.
Not under that Mickey bastard. Put him on that other side. I wouldn't have him on that side.
Are you lighting up?
So my heart was broke. I didn't feed him too much.
Did I tell you about the time I near had a dog?
No.
This wee chihuahua arrived at our house. It was like half a chihuahua, half a Jack Russell. And I called it Manny. Give it like a Mexican
Manny
name.
Manny Pacquin?
Manuel. I just thought, I thought it was like a fucking Mexican type name. Call it Manny. Fairly racist.
I can just imagine you walking around the house and they're running on you with a Mexican mask and the chihuahua under the arm.
Oh yeah, it was not far off.
Loving it.
But we rang about and ended up taking it to... We had it for about 2 days. No word about it. Like, took it to the wee dog shelter. They were like, we have to keep it here for... They were basically like, you can have the fucking dog. Like, we don't give a shit. But it has to stay here for, like, 3 or 4 days to wait to see if anyone comes looking for it. And no one came for it. And then they were like, this dog's yours before we fucking put a bullet in its face. So I went and signed all the papers and fucking basically owned a dog, got it microchipped, and then eventually a wee ad went out in the paper and the girl rang me and she goes, we don't legally have to do this because you own the dog now, but a family have come forward saying that the dog was missing and it's up to you if you want to give it back. And of course it was like the granny was staying with the kids while the parents were away working and the dog got out and she couldn't go after the dog. And then I was like, yeah, of course you're going to have the fucking dog back. But I always think, like, imagine if I had just went,
fuck you.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's mine now, bitch.
And when you get another one?
Just because it was like being able to, like, borrow a dog for a couple of days and be like, do we need a dog in here? You know? It's not your dog, you know what I mean? You're, like, rehoming the dog.
But was this when you were up here or down?
This is down the countryside.
I'll get you a dog. Now, it mightn't last too long.
If it's a chicken with a lead on it, I'm going to freak out.
This is a faulty dog. There's a boy down beside us breeds dogs, but they're fucking, they're not, they're all inbred, like, and they're
what sort of dogs? Just any old
shit? Any old shit. You wouldn't know what would come out of it, like.
Do you have a favourite type of dog? What is your dog? Like a pit, like a...
It's a mix between, I don't know what it is.
A sheep and a bulldog?
Sheep, aye. The reverend. And, No, we have a house dog, Bailey. It's a...
You have a dog in the house?
Oh, aye. What the fuck breed of a thing is it? A yappy hoo of a thing?
Wee small one?
Wee small one, and then Miley's across.
But she has to live outside?
No, well, she's in now all the time. Well, not all the time, but we let her in at night because she's on the way out. Palliative care.
Mm.
Tell you one thing, bring a tear to your eye when you lose the old dog.
Sad, isn't it?
There's people that I haven't shed a tear for, but dogs and stuff.
Have you ever had a dog put down?
Not put down, but died, only.
Two women came to our house. I think this dog that we adopted off my uncle died of, like, smoke-related lung cancer. It constantly was going... And I think it's because it was passive smoking, like 40 Regal Filter a day. And we owned it then for the, you know, it's end of days.
Yeah.
And we had to get it put down. It was wrecked, like. And but two women came. She laid down a blanket, put the dog down. She's like, puts one in it to put it to sleep. And then she's like, do you want to say goodbye to the dog? And I was like, see ya. And then, you know, when they kill it, the whole dog relaxes and it shits. But the second girl, she was like fucking... You know, like a magician's assistant with the shit. You know, it was like there's the thing and she's relaxing. That's her last few bit, and the girl shit come out away. Like very tasteful. You know,
she's like a magician with a fake finger. The third goes up it.
She just
pulls it out of your ear.
she rolled it across her knuckles and then made it disappear. She just did that fucking thing.
You crying over the dog?
She's doing that thing, you know, like out of one nostril, back in. Like, will you fucking have some goddamn respect around here? We're trying to say our last goodbyes to Tara. My uncle called his dog Tara.
I always thought that was funny when boys just called, that's Frank there.
Tara, like, but what a specific girl's name.
Yeah. There's a boy where you just called him Dog.
Aye.
And he had a bucket tied to him.
What was that book and the dog was called N-word? I'm not going to say it. They just had a dog.
It wouldn't come to you then.
No. It is a real book. What's your dog
Easy
called?
Easy A or Hard R?
Larry.
Easy A or Hard R?
Oh, fucking, this is the 1800s.
Oh, the Hard R.
Hard R. They thought it was cute, you know what I mean?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
So did what he call him? Wouldn't be what he call him? Mark Twain. He used to love that word.
Yeah. Sure, Begley, you know, was saying he was teaching kids in school and I forget what book he was reading and he's like, bro, so many N-words in this book.
Oh, aye.
And he goes, and I teach in like Pour Down, nothing but N-words in the class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you buy any album now, that's full of it.
Ah.
Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks. They bleep all theirs out now.
Aye. What do you think of that? The other way they're changing songs. Remember the, what do you call the Fairy Tale in New York?
Aye.
Change it or leave it?
Leave it?
Aye.
Like, I was listening to a thing. And the guy was, they were talking about exactly the same song. And the guy was sort of going like, this is like a poem. You know, this is like a piece of art that was written in a certain way. And he goes, back in like, he goes, years ago, he's like, my granny would have just dropped the fucking F-bomb on you. Like a wee cuteness, you know, like, ah, come here, you wee F. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to say it plenty over the time. But the, like... The granny would be like, oh, look at you, you know, it was like a wee skitter, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the grannies would be dropping it like that.
So I remember that whenever I was like young and turned about, my grandmother's from listening to ski, and we used to be out and about with all the children, though, and we used to play tag, and it'd be eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a N-word by the toe. Now, I was six, didn't even know what it meant. I remember going to back up to Fintana on the Monday and teaching everyone at school, going, here, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And I remember saying it, and this teacher came up behind me and just went, shh. Swear to God, no, back in the day when they could hit you. And she said, don't ever say that word again. And of course, I was about six, so I thought, toe?
Eeny, meeny, which one?
What's wrong? She never explained to me, but she just, and then when I got older, I was like, oh, that's what it was. I have to stop using it now at 19.
You kept saying it for years.
Yeah.
People in bars and all, we'd hear this one.
Do you get beat at school?
No, I look like this in school.
Oh, you just come out like that?
Yeah. I've looked exactly the same since I was about 16.
We used to get wrapped in the knuckles with Bic pens and everything.
Oh, by teachers?
Oh.
I thought you meant it. No, no way. Not in our school.
Fuck, we did.
Nah, everyone's fairly well behaved in our school.
I didn't see a computer until I was about 20 years of age.
Well, that's how I picked my secondary school. They had one computer with an arrow above it, just said internet, and I went, I'm in.
You got to pick?
Aye.
So we just got whatever's close.
That's no, you would is. You would see if you're like 11 plus got you into school and then you had a couple of choices. You were like, which one do you want to go to?
Did you pass 11 plus?
Aye.
What'd you get?
Eh.
Oh, hey. We're wasting our time.
Not just a fucking pretty face, you know what I mean? I do remember the boy sitting beside me, talk like this. He'd want to eat things. And we were like, this. I can remember this, plain as day. And people were like, the teacher was like, everyone got their pencils and rubbers and all this? And they were like, yes. And then it started. And literally about 12 minutes in, the guy was like, miss, I need a pencil. I forgot my pencil. And you're like, is there any point in you sitting there?
Get out. You got a nail cleft palate.
Did you ever get did you get milk in primary school?
Oh, yeah.
Why do they do that?
For your bones.
Is it?
Vitamin C, yeah.
Calcium?
Do you remember you used to get, the bottles or the paper?
It was the bottles.
And then you used to, and there was a star under it.
Aye.
And you'd get a wee toy.
Aye. And it was usually a thick bit of cream on the top usually as well. It was real fatty milk.
Mm.
And my household, do you know what?
We used to have to milk the cows ourselves.
Aye. Milk time, you out there?
Oh, milk time. Milk time means something different nowadays.
No, it does. It does, all right. Yeah. Fucking almond milk.
Doing it twice a day.
Guys, we're going to go out and squeeze our almonds. You thirsty?
Hey, my old diets went to fuck, hey. All this eating. I'm on this new diet. 5-2, do you know what?
About 5 to...
5,000 calories a day. Twice a day. Jeez, this banana's ripe now.
You got to let it aerate. That's gonna be rough. It's gonna be like a fucking cucumber. Is she firm?
Not just firm.
Just urgent.
There's something very intrusive about eating a banana, isn't there? Oh.
Stinking?
It's just hard. It's like eating a spud. It's a raw spud, that fucking thing.
I've got questions for you. Do you want some?
Oh, fire away.
What's the worst nickname you've ever heard?
The worst one or the funniest?
Both.
I think the funniest one was the boy with the limp, and they call him the Sniper's Nightmare. Oh, that was a fucking genius one. some rough ones, eh?
My dad had a mate, never met the guy. You know, and he would just talk about him, and then I think he worked with him. And they'd been on a stag day or something, and they all stopped the bus to have a pish. The guy pished, and the wind caught the pish. And it went all over his legs. And my dad called him Skite the Pish for the rest of his life. And I didn't know who the guy was or what the guy's real name was, but he would literally be like, I went the thing where I Skite the Pish there, and that was his name forever.
And they're always so dumb, like. It's always the stupid ones, like.
What are her nicknames?
There's a boy in Fenton, he wears the same jumper all the time, and they just call him the Master. I don't know if that's a compliment or what. Or he looks like a school teacher, maybe.
There was a guy I think there was a really sad backstory behind it. The guy lived near our primary school, and he just was like a sad old man. I can't remember the story, like his family died horrifically or something. And he used to walk past and he had a beard, and everyone was just like, Jerry Adams, Jerry! And that was it.
Yeah, because of the beard.
Poor cunt's miserable, you know? All these cunts.
Jerry ruined beards for a long time, to be fair.
He did, and balaclavas. There's a few days there when it was cold, I was like, balaclavas is exactly what I need. And you've ruined it.
See, they're all so kind of stupid but hilarious at the same time. Like
my dad's actually has a few belters over the years. You know what I mean? Just things that have picked up, which are like, that's very funny for just a fucking regular guy to be saying. But this is so dumb. There was a guy who used to live down from us, and he would walk up and down the street in a grey leather jacket, and my dad just called him the '70s.
Right.
And I don't know why.
My friend's uncle, he was like, he's an old man, but he was always single, and when he'd get drunk, he'd get a bit, you know, rowdy on it. You know, if there was a woman about, he used to go over and pretend like the dry hump them and all. And they just started calling him Shimmy Buggery. And then he used to put a bit of stink on it. They'd go, Shimmy Buggerino.
Buggerino?
Buggerino. Shimmy Buggerino.
Shimmy Buggery. What's his name? Brian?
Mickey Bartlett, the cunt.
What's the best backhanded compliment you've ever received? I overheard a guy once talking about his favourite porn star, saying, she's beautiful, but why'd they have to MIG weld her titties on?
TIG would have been a compliment. MIG for the money, TIG for the honey. backhanded compliment. The very first comment I ever got in a video I made, some doll said, "You remind me of Frostbit Boy if you took 3 consecutive brain hemorrhages."
I didn't know your mom was on YouTube.
I thought, well, Frostbit Boy is a great man.
Oh, he is. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all laughing at him. He's absolutely killing it.
Little lads and stuff.
Is he not just away in America, just fucking living the dream?
I think he's home now.
Is he?
He done an ad for like Lad Bible or something.
Yeah. Should we get him on? Should we get him on for the chat?
You think I'm an anomaly?
It's a ghost.
Oh, aye. Hard to get now. Is right, he is.
Aye. He's hot now.
Aye, good looking.
Aye.
Them, that whole thing with the dolphins done him the world of good.
With the what?
The dolphins.
Oh, aye.
They raped him. Them old dolphins would rape you, you know. I fell out with a dolphin in Florida one time.
Aye.
Cheeky bastards, I thought. This was before, mind the documentary, when they found out they were fucking psychos. We done that old sea. There's a place in Florida you can swim with them. Maher was a bad... I did fall on top of him, to be fair. He didn't like that. And he tucked me out to the deep waters and he left me there.
Bastard.
And I ate him.
Do you know, they think all of the Loch Ness Monster sightings might be whale dicks? Do you see that news story?
No.
If you Google it, you can see, if a whale's upside down and its fucking schlong is hanging out of the water, it looks like the fucking Loch Ness Monster. And that's what they think people are seeing.
I know, like, the feeling.
Oh my God, Nessie.
You looked in through my bedroom window some morning.
You'd be like, is that a monster?
There's Nessie.
There's Nessie. Like a periscope. Just
he's in the bungalow.
There's a lot of animals have massive cocks because they don't have the mobility to be like bucking. So they have to let the dick come out like zzz, zzz, zzz.
Aye, our dog's wild habit of throwing out the cock, eh?
Miley? Like,
no, bear.
Ah.
Big old red cock, eh? Really happy to see you.
Get the lipstick out. Looks sore, a dog's dick.
Aye, it does look sore. Fuck, it does. Imagine you just done that as a human. Just somebody's happy to see you.
It's full route.
Take a seat there. As the dog is just happy to see you.
Yeah.
He's squirting all over the place.
Normalize boners, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Sideways pocket boner. I'm all about it. Will you continue on the boxing training?
I've only been the once.
Since or before or ever?
Before and after.
You just went in, got the photo and fucked off. Back
the first time I only went in like the week... Like the first week of January, I only got like 4 weeks training. And I remember going into the guy and saying, oh, I'm doing a charity boxing. And he was like, when is it? And I was like, 4 weeks. And he just like looked at the guy beside him and was like, Jesus Christ. He said, I'm like a professional. I wouldn't take a fight in 4 weeks. Like, I was like, well,
here we go.
Here we go. So I've been back once.
6A Brufen straight in the ring. How long? See you later, inflammation. Let's do it.
Mark of inflammation, like, you know? So I've been back once, and then my grandmother passed away, and then my laptop died then the next week.
God, grief.
And I couldn't get the podcast out.
Non-stop grieving.
It's just been a whirlwind of a week, hey? That week of the boxing, I got 18 hours sleep. I looked at my iPhone. I was about to fucking just collapse.
It's a nightmare.
I can't deal without sleep. I wild crab it.
You see how good you are when you get a full night's sleep and go into your next fight?
Oh, I
smash
oh,
Mickey to bits.
Aye, redemption.
Redemption.
Red Dead.
Hyperbaric chamber. Get a good sleep in.
Red Dead. Pull the rectum out of him. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's coming for him.
Days are numbered.
His days are numbered.
If the drink doesn't get him, you will. Mickey. Mark the drink, McCarney.
If psoriasis doesn't put him under.
If Cadbury's approached you and said, we'll allow you to choose any chocolate bar to upgrade into a chunky version, i.e. Kit Kat, what chocolate bar would you choose? A raspberry ruffle.
Ah, no.
Oh, I see if I could get a big fat, about the size of a burrito, but it was a raspberry ruffle. 100%.
I'd take a Whisper, like a pan loaf.
Yeah?
Whispers are nice now.
Whisper Gold?
No, I'm not that. I couldn't afford that. I've never had one.
They're good?
No, just the OG one.
It was the original, like, prime energy drink. Like, when they dropped the Whisper Gold, you had to punch the fucking owl doll in the head to get that one. These are for my grandchild. Fuck off. The fuck out of my way. Lillian.
What else? I'd be a big man on the skinnies. You skinny bars.
What's that?
The wee
skinny whips.
Whips?
Like the wee health ones?
Aye. I ate away at them, the orange ones.
Aye, they're good. I like the strawberry one.
Ah, Jesus, sir.
Keep the jaw working.
There's a strawberry one?
Aye. Like a skinny whip, one of those like 90 calorie fucking chewy bars.
Do you remember years ago Walker's done a range and there was like they done like they named the crisps after the celebrities?
Right.
They done like Jimmy Concarney.
Right.
Crisps. Gary Salt and Linegar.
Uh huh.
We should do that for us in bars. The Kinder get us.
Oh. And the wee egg just has two eyebrows on it. Looks like me.
A wee cream egg.
Aye. Kinder egg. Kinder Guinness. Here, have another egg.
Paddy Ruffle.
Paddy Ruffle.
Jeez, I'll take a peach. Didn't even get one.
Mars McCarney.
Chili con carne.
Have a peach ring.
Open. Oh.
Lick it out.
That's what they would be good for practicing on. Oh, jeez, you got that in corn quick. See, I have to work up to mine. I use the nose first.
My nose all red because Eddie just grabbed my whole nose the other day like it was a fucking... Look at it. Look at it being a fight.
Like stepping up into a tractor.
Sometimes a child will do something to you and you're like, motherfucker, hang on, fight you, you know?
Oh, I like there's...
Dangerous?
My, at the wake here, my uncle was talking about his like 14-year-old, like hammers the fuck out of him. Stab him. I don't know if I have the patience for children, you know.
Nah, that's how you end up with a Benoit situation. It's not for everybody. Sometimes you just hit the point.
But you don't know when you get that stage. That's why you have to have them when you're about 80, and then you only have to look at them for about 10 years and then you're dead.
Aye.
There should be allowed abortions after it.
Or you could have them so young that people think it's like your sibling, and then you can't have a fist fight with them. You know what I mean? That's the way to do it. I know McCarney had an unreal set his first time round in Laveries. I'm doing my first gig now in April. Just wondering, would you both have any advice for someone starting out?
Don't fucking do it.
Aye.
Get yourself on here.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Go and get yourself a PhD. And become a fisherman. If I had to do it again now, I'd become a fisherman.
It's Fisherthem.
Eh?
It's Fisherthem. Do you not see the Sam Smith clip?
What's he at now?
He's being all non-binary, so he doesn't say fisherman, he says Fisherthem. Never ends.
Why, is he a fisherman? Them?
He says he enjoys it. And he goes, I would love to be a fish of them. And everyone on the one show was just staring at him like, the fuck are you talking about? Untie your tits.
What a gimp, eh?
He is a gimp.
You do get, like, you're like, Jesus
he
Christ.
He is a gimp.
Where do you stop? Like,
he is a gimp. That's the way it is. I was saying last night, you know, we're talking about, it's like you can be whatever you want, you know, you can be trans, fucking
exactly,
non-binary, yeah. You can be whatever you want, but don't be that and also fat.
Aye.
You'll never get away with it.
You don't need to be good looking and get away with that shit.
Aye, Harry Styles can do it and then, he does it and everyone's like, what are you doing, you fat bitch? Tying yourself up like a fucking gammon joint. The fuck you playing at? But, you know, Styles turns up in a skirt, queer
like,
baiting the cult.
What is that? Oh, like... attracting gays and him not gay, is that what it is?
Aye, something like that, yeah.
I'd say he could swing now. Harry Styles could have whoever he wants.
Oh, I'm sure he does on a daily basis.
Is he straight or gay?
Who knows? That's the thing. It's like when boy bands used to not tell people they were in a relationship. You want them to seem single and, you know. But now he's like, here, I don't know where it goes. I'll put it in any warm, wet hole going.
Front door, back door, as long as I'm in.
I mean, would your dick ever be dry if you were Harry Styles?
But you see, he could have the same problem as me.
What's that? Gonorrhea?
Penis hemorrhoids?
Roid rage? Hemorrhoid rage?
Yo, because dolls come up to me, you know, and you don't know, you know, if they want the real me or they want the McYardy.
Like, this is the real you now.
This is the real me.
This is you fully natural.
Fully natural.
Just at you know.
At pace.
At pace. Bit of cake, bit of brown sauce.
Calories are in me. That's all I
Who
want.
Who needs family when you got calories?
And they think, you know, I think women think the comedy lifestyle is like rock star, you know? Mm. You're like, no, that's awful.
Shite.
If I could tour within 20 mile radius, I'd do it. Somebody's dead there, the ambulance, do you hear them?
Welcome to West Belfast. The Wild West.
GTA.
That might just be cops trying to get through traffic, the bouncer. Aye. Two more questions here, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Here in America on St. Paddy's Day, the bars really push a drink called an Irish Car Bomb. What other unfortunate drink names can you think of?
What was that again? It was...
It's, I think it's a Guinness with a Bailey's dropped in it, is it? Oh, yeah, or whiskey or something. Some shit. You drop Bailey's or whiskey into like a half pint of Guinness.
What is it, a Bailey's and a half pint of Guinness?
It's like you fill like a pint glass.
Guinness,
like,
only large. A large baby Guinness?
Aye. Not far. It's like a medium baby Guinness. I don't know, something like that. But they call it an Irish Car Bomb.
One time I was drinking in Muckross. Not Muckross.
What the fuck name is that you made up?
Muckross is a real place. No, I was outside, what do you call the wee town outside Bundoran where the blew up your man in the crown? Come on now. Niall. Bundoran? The wee town outside Bundoran, Sligo. Oh, fuck. Do you watch the crown?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Was that Charles' dad?
The uncle.
Mountbatten.
How am I blanking on this?
Hang on, look
it up. There.
Huh?
Googler there. I think it begins with an M.
Where did...
Mullochmore.
Ah!
It came to Mullochmore. And my friend had a caravan down there, and one day they just took a fit of putting everything into a jug. And I was young and dumb, and they just put it on the table, and I was sitting, fucking, oh, this is great. They put salt and everything into it, like. And they just took to calling it Blunt Force Trauma.
Oh.
Was the name of the drink.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a good one, I thought.
There's one called a Kamikaze. It's like... 10 drinks in one, and then you pour like from a wee jug into shots, and that'll fucking put you in your hole pretty quick. There's all sorts in there. Slippery nipples, blowjobs,
WKD and Ad Blue.
Aye.
The Rapist's Dream.
Ad Blue. Don't chat to me about fucking Ad Blue.
You're also about Ad Blue.
Huh?
Every time I see it in the shop, I was like, first buy Colin a wee gallon of that.
Oh, fuck it. I know.
Stay off the drink.
Right, I've one more question then we're out of here. Thanks for coming on today, Mark, and bringing all the snacks and all.
I'm sorry I made a mess.
Don't worry, sir. We're constantly...
I'm hoovered up now. I always tidy up after.
We're constantly tidying the whole time. We're going to go for a gyoza.
Yes.
You happy enough about that?
See, I can only do this stuff with you because I always order the wrong things.
Are you being Greg's asking for them some?
They produce a salad out to me.
Not Greg's, bro. Last question. Strangest place you've ever had a wank?
Fuck up, dude! Jesus Christ. I think I done it in a building site in Oma one time.
Working or just passing?
Bit of both. I was cleaning up and I got bored. And I went down and I got the Daily Star. I was young at the time.
The one page wonder.
31.
That's all you need. One set of tits.
And I was only getting to... Do you remember trying to work out masturbating? Do you remember?
I remember I was probably doing it a bit and didn't really even know what I was doing. And then next minute, bust a clear nut.
It was like the Holy Communion. Your first nut.
Yeah.
Your Lord and Savior coming down. But nobody teaches you. They should be teaching you stuff like that in school.
They should.
Nobody ever.
There's a few schools they do teach it to you. Whether you want to or not.
They do it to you, maybe.
Aye.
I know a boy done it wrong and a bit of blood came out. He went at it too hard. He turned the foreskin into five skin. Just like that banana.
Ripe.
Ripped the whole top of it. Because everybody was coming in saying, oh, yeah, I learned how to do it last night. It was great. And he was like, fuck. Need to catch up here.
Yeah.
Destroyed him. I think he's a them now.
He's a fisher of them.
Sam Smith I went to school with.
Where's the weirdest place you've ever had a wank now?
If he's wanking away under that table, announced to himself.
He's been quiet there. He's been quiet for an hour.
I see that. He's dancing his head a lot of times.
Like, a cake? No.
Just the old peach rings, you next.
You can bet if I've been in a room, I've ejaculated in it. And that's all you need.
You're like an old fox.
Aye.
Marking your territory.
Marking my territory. Just firing it out the place. Like I'm putting grass seed down.
You're like a quick fire wanker. Just, that's it.
No, I'm not really.
It takes you ages.
Ah, it's like pizza though. You gotta fucking chuck it about the place and slap it and turn it over and fold it. Really get it going.
You're sitting throwing it up in there.
Gotta put all the toppings on. Another it. That's one a done, fucking nightmare.
Do you watch this new Pornhub documentary?
No.
I've seen it advertised last night, but haven't got at it yet.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Is it? Bit of cross.
What has the world come to? We're watching documentaries about it now.
Well, it's probably one of the biggest businesses in the world. Amazon, Pornhub.
Probably. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Sex sells, boys.
It does.
That's how I've got this far in life.
And if you get on a Patreon, we're going to be having a sword fight with our two naked cocks.
I didn't sign up for that. I'll finish my cake first.
We'll get the fuck out of here and get ourselves a goddamn gyoza, will we?
Oh, aye.
Take a cowboy for a gyoza around here.
That's it.
Have you anything to promote?
No.
Probably not. This man's selling out limelights like he's fucking me.
Oh, that's a scam. I'm not going.
You're not going?
I took their money now. I'm away.
Oh, right.
I'm telling you, I'm quitting. I'll get revenge on Bartlett and Todd, and it's coming. It's coming, and the apocalypse is coming for them. And then, mark my words now, you just keep your eyes peeled the next couple of weeks. There's something coming on the horizon. They're not going to like it.
I'm all eyes.
And then I'll take my limelight money and I'll move to Thailand. And I'll change my name and all. Dim Song Donnelly. I'm changing identities. I'm blending in. If an Asian boy moved in next door to you and his name was Wheat and Bread O'Shaughnessy, you'd go, that's one of ours.
Yeah.
He's one of ours. So you need to blend into these places.
Right.
So I'm going to Thailand. And I'll get a wife and I'm out there. And I'll send you a picture of her.
Don't send a picture of your wife in Thailand.
I put everything through you. I know you have a good eye. For these sort of things.
For gauging age. Right, we'll cut all that out before I say the N-word right here. If you're listening to this, there might be tickets left for Colin Gillis and friends.
Up the rock.
At the Limelight.
Yes.
You'll be at that.
I will, boy.
It'll be some fucking crack.
I'm looking forward to it now.
And then we'll be dropping.
We're away to Texas then the next day.
I will be away to Texas for a bit of material and that'll be it. Are you going to dress like that in Texas?
No, this would be too normal out there.
Too on the nose.
I'll wear a sash out there.
Just the sash.
Yeah.
Come back with a big sunburn fucking V in your tits. Right, we're getting out of here. I need a piss. Cheers for coming on, Mark.
No problem, Colin.
Cheers now.
Thanks for having me.
See you later.
Will you fuck up, too?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stay up tonight and get hammered.